The GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Station Roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA agus fáilte go Gian Clark come and Luke Glasgow and a shocked in the show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you on a Wednesday night. And well, we got a very special guest for you tonight. I'm joined shortly by Mick McColgan of St. Michael's, of course, who was recently inducted into the club's Hall of Fame along with Noel Toy. Mick, of course, a former club player, club official, county player, played senior and junior football for Donegal, and an all-round club man, a great follower of Donegal football as well. As I say, we'll be joined by Mick shortly, but first of all tonight we'll hear from Fergus McGee, who is the Donegal cultural officer, and the climax of the cultural year in Donegal this year is on this weekend. It's on Friday night. It's the final of Scorshenshire, and it's on in Glenfinn. And as I said, we'll be joined by Fergus in a moment. But just as always, of course, you can text us on 086 60 25000. We'd love to hear from you. And as always, as we say, you can listen back to a podcast of the programme from tomorrow morning on www.highlandradio.com or on the Highland Radio app. That is, if you miss part of tonight's programme or if we say something you want to hear again, we'd be only too delighted to hear from you. But as I said, coming up shortly, we're going to be joined by Mick McColgan from St. Michael's. But first of all, the county final, the Donegal Senior Shinshire score final, it's on this Friday night in Glenfinn Hall. And I'm delighted to be joined now by the Donegal Cultural Officer, Fergus McGee.
Walter Oath, Fergus, it's the climax of the cultural or score Shinshire year coming this weekend in Donegal. You've got the county finals,
Tom. Yeah, agus gur maith agat their son and Carew, Hector and Clare. Thanks for the invitation to come on to the onto your show, Tom. Good to get an opportunity to promote score in the language. Yeah, the county final is in Glenfinn on Friday night. So we've had two tremendous semi-finals, really. We've had The first one was in Muff, and there was 8 clubs took part in that. And the second one was last Friday, just in Burtonport. And that was a fairly packed house at the end. And we had, I think we had about 13 clubs actually took part in that. So two went through in each of the sections. And it's down now to the finals, as you say, Tom, on Friday in Glenfinn, and that starts at 7:30.
And tell me, what's the interest like this year? How does that, that's a little over 50% of the clubs, how does that compare to other years?
So Scorshenshire has held steady now at around about the 20 clubs or so thereabouts this past, last year, and it's held the same number this year. And funny, Scorn and Og, we had 30 with Scorn and Og last year, and we held that this year as well. So it's good, it's particularly good to hold it in Scorshenshire, and of course, Scorshenshire, we lost a club or two this year as well. There was one particular young man, and he was all set. He took part always in Scorn and Og, but unfortunately, the terrible tragedy that hit Northwest Donegal, the loss of the lives of four young men. There was one young man that was going to take part in Scorshenshire this year for a club that he has always represented in Scorn and Og, and it was going to be his first year in Scorshenshire, but he was very closely linked to all four of the boys, in fact, and he phoned me that day, and he says, Fergus, I was at 3 funerals yesterday. I'm not able to take part and score tonight. And that was perfectly understandable, you know.
Yeah, unfortunate. Yeah. Terrible tragedy.
And we did mark it at Score in Burtonport, and rightly so. It's just something that I know the families are the most affected in cases like this, but it seemed to affect the wider community and indeed the whole county, I would say, you know.
Anyway, tell me, who's in the finals? Who's made it through?
Well, in the solo singing, we've got that's the first. We've no Kayleigh Danson this year in Scorshenshire. Kayleigh Danson and Set Danson are two of the tougher ones. Set Danson doesn't happen in Donegal at Scorn and Og or at Scorshenshire, but in Scorshenshire this year we've lost out on Kayleigh Danson as well. It's just difficult to get them together for that. So we'll be starting with the Oraniac Daner, and we have Sinead Newgonal, and she's from Nivown, and Karen Duddy is from Glenswilly. Margaret Freeler, Margaret Newreel, she's from Fannet Gales, and Andrea Long will be representing McCool. So all four are tremendous singers, so I wouldn't like to be the adjudicator in that one, you know. There's three then in the final of the the Ahrishor Atskeliach, the recitation, and there's Colm Gallagher is representing Robert Emmetts, and Noreen McGarvey representing Dunloe, and Brian Sweeney representing Letterkenny Gael. So again, there'll be two of the sort of hot and heavy competitions. And I always think that the individual competitions are the most difficult, Tom, because they're on the stage and they're on their own, you know, and but the quality of the seven people that I've mentioned there is going to make for a great opener to the whole thing, you know. And the ballot groups then, Dunloe went through in that there along with St. Noll's, and on the other side, the group that came through was Robert Emmett. So that's in the ballot group section. And the instrumental group section, then we've got Gidor and Dunloe and Mobile Bonafobble. And the quiz promises to be a very well. The Leiru then, there's two Leiru gone through as well, and that's going to be something that's going to be fought out between Dunloe and Letterkenny Gaels. Dunloe have got a great piece about Johnson's motor car, and then Letterkenny Gaels have got an excellent piece as well. So two great pieces going through in that, and all of the heavyweights are out for the try and the guest for the quiz. We've got Fanat Gaels and Karen Dona, and we then have Arua Ballyshannon, Nave Columba, and Nave Connell. So there's three went through in Burton Port because there's more than 10 took part in the semi-finals. We have a rule that if more than 10 or more go through, or 10 or more take part, sorry, that three go through, Tom, you know. So that'll be an interesting competition.
Is that a quiz competition, or is it a table quiz competition?
It's a table quiz competition. It's run in the format that we do in Donegal. Is what we do is we do three rounds of 10 questions, with one of the questions will be a Scaelge. But when you mention just, Tom, if you don't mind me taking the opportunity, on the 22nd of February, that's a fortnight from this Friday night, we have Try and a Guest Board, and that's in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny, and that is 80 questions, all at Scaelge.
That's a separate competition altogether.
That's a separate competition, and then the winners of that, along with the second and third place teams, will go through to the Ulster Final in the Athletic Grounds a week later. And if they get through in that, the top team from that will actually end up going to Croke Park in December. So that's that's back as a national competition now, but not in St. Patrick's Day as it was before. It's now going to be moved as part of the promotion of the Irish language that Glórin an Éill do through Fondarach Seosa Vic Donaghy, and that'll be in the month of December in Croke Park.
And tell me, is it just one or two goes through to an Ulster semi-final?
From
the Scottish
and the Scottish Inter, only one, yeah. Only one goes through, yeah.
So remind us again, Fergus, when it's on and where.
It's on Friday night, this Friday night coming. That's the 8th of February, and it's on at Glenfinn Hall, just beside the chapel there, and it starts at 7:30.
Fergus, thanks for that, and the best of luck on Friday night. Hope you have a big crowd.
Good meal, my good Tom.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, if I could find you Rash, could you and Clark and Luke Glasgow and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night. And, we're hoping to be joined by Mick McColgan shortly, but just first to remind you, of course, Donegal in action this weekend again after their victory last weekend against Meath in McCool Park. They're on the way to Thurles where they take on Tipperary. Tyrone are in action as well. Hasn't been a good start to the league for Tyrone. They're heading to Roscommon, pointless after two defeats, while Derry, of course, topped the Division 4. They're actually second to Leitrim, who have got off to a great start in Division 4. They'll make the longest journey of the weekend and of the season for the Oakleigh footballers there, away in Fraher Field in Dungarvan against Waterford. And of course, Donegal ladies are back in action after that fantastic result in Croke Park last Sunday afternoon against, or Saturday night, sorry, against Dublin. Dublin, the reigning All-Ireland champion. A fantastic result for a new look Donegal side, but they play Mayo on Sunday in St. Mary's Ground in Convoy, so we'll be looking forward to that, of course, on our Saturday programme as well, along with looking forward, of course, to Donegal and Tipperary, Tyrone, Roscommon and Derry and Waterford. As I said, hoping to join by Mick McColgan shortly, but first, I'm joined by Donegal County Board Chairman Mick McGrath. Good night to you, Mick.
Good evening, Tom.
And I know you want to talk to us about this banquet that you have lined up and you've planned for next Friday night in honour of Brian McAniff.
Indeed, it's part of our fundraising plans for the year, and we had a very successful night in Dublin and London prior to Christmas, which worked out very successful for us. And this is another fundraiser that we've planned for Friday week in the Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny, and it's on Friday the 15th of February. And it's been incorporated in, and we're going to honour some of our legends as we hopefully build this into an annual event. And the first one we're looking at is the legend himself, Brian McAniff. And so that's taking place Friday week, yeah.
Yeah, and as you said, it's the first of a number of fundraisers you're having, but obviously Brian McAniff is a significant character. Obviously, he's got quite a lot of honours as well, but it may be time the county had a special honour for him as well.
I think it's been well documented and well publicised, I suppose, his career and what he's done for the county. But I suppose when you go back to... Hello?
Yeah, got you,
sorry. Tom, I lost you.
Yeah.
If you go back and just imagine what it was like when he started off, and we're going to hear that on the night, when he started off back in the 60s and right up to the current way things have changed around in that 40-odd years, indeed closer to 50 years' time that he spent with the county. It'll be interesting, there'll be plenty of stories and there's plenty of legends being interviewed on the night, and there's a lot of entertainment and a lot of different things happening.
And tell me, what is the format on the night?
Well, the format, we have a couple of, it's a 500-seater function at the moment. We've about, I think, 460, 470 of the seats sold. And so there's not that many left. We're doing it, I suppose the best way to describe it, Tom, would be a small This Is Your Life on him for 20 minutes at the end of the night. To give recognition of what his lifestyle has been and his involvement with the GAA. And incorporating into that would be conversations and interviews, and some done by over the airwaves, and some done live in the Errigal on the night with some of the legends that he's been involved with from different counties, and some within the county, some big names there the Uachtaráin of Comhairle Claascaoil, John Horan, is going to attend as well as a guest, there's auctions there for All Ireland ticket weekends, hurling weekends, and various other weekends. And basically it's given an opportunity for the people of Donegal to come out, not alone to recognise Brian McAniff, but also to contribute towards our fundraising to run our county teams. And so that's what we're incorporating it all into.
And it's on Friday night week, isn't it?
Friday the 15th of February, as I said, it's very well sold, been very well received. Highland, to be fair to them, have given me the opportunity to advertise it well, so as has the rest of the press in the county. As I said, it's given the opportunity to everybody to come out and support the fundraisers all going towards the county teams. Hello?
Much of the tickets?
Sorry, Tom, I thought I lost you.
Yeah, no, sorry.
The tickets are €100 and a table of 10 for 1,000. You can come along and buy an individual ticket, pairs, group tickets, whatever people are looking for, we'll incorporate into the ticket arrangement, the seating arrangement, and they can be ordered through the administrator office, or indeed the area mm-hmm. hotel, or indeed myself, and any of the committee, but brought out, given out an array of numbers. I'm sure if they even ring Highland, they'll get the numbers that they require. It's not difficult to get tickets. All the clubs have tickets, or have the connections to get tickets as well, so throughout the county. And it's going to be a sellout, I have no doubt at all.
So obviously much needed funds at the moment, Mick. Senior team going well in Division 2 again, and of course the reigning Ulster champions.
Well, yes, you know, there are a couple of angles there, Tom, I suppose we have to look at. There's been a few injuries, but also with the success of the Gwydor team, it has left us with a half a dozen of the Gwydor guys that probably would have been in the panel. We're short of those, and we've just got Stephen McManaman back from Red Shoes. But it's given great opportunity to the younger lads and the lads that have been sitting on the bench for a few years to express themselves now and show what they're made of. And it gives Declan Boner the opportunity, I suppose, in his backroom team to look at what all these guys are capable of under a little bit of pressure. And being in Division 2, although it's a tough enough league to get out of, it would be a lot tougher if it was in Division 1, I have no doubt. But it's given a great opportunity for the younger lads and the newer lads in the panel to express themselves and show what they're capable of, and maybe give a little bit of toughness to the lads that are out of the team at the moment to get back into that jersey.
Okay, let you go with that. Just it's Friday night week in the Mount Errigal Hotel. This fundraising banquet.
Friday the 15th, Tom, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to come on the show.
Okay, Mick McGrath there, Chairman of the Donegal County Board. Of course, looking forward to that big banquet in honour of Brian McAniff. It's a fundraiser for the County Board while honouring, I suppose, the greatest the legend of that is Brian McAniff, of course, the man that led Donegal to that All-Ireland success, that very first ever All-Ireland success back in 1992. Great memories for those of us who remember that. Well, great memories as well for my next guest, Mick McColgan, who was inducted into the St. Michael's Hall of Fame quite recently at their annual awards night, along with Noel Toy. And, well, Mick, first of all, good night and thank you for joining us.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
A lifetime achievement, I suppose. Great. Great to get the honour.
Ah, yes. It's great to be honoured by your club. I suppose it's the best achievement you can get, you know.
And tell me, how many years have you been a player, supporter, official coach, general dog's body?
I suppose since 1960, I think.
Right. And what was the early, you know, where did the early interest manifest itself? Where did it come from?
Yeah, it's hard to say because nobody belonged to me was ever into football, but I think it had to put it down to Micheál O'Hare on the radio.
Painting pictures on the radio.
Painting pictures. He could make it sound so good, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, what are your early memories of playing, or who were the people that influenced you or brought you to your first games or your first kick, the first ball with you?
Well, I suppose Eamon Cannon would have been school teacher here, and he would have been one of the first people that he was sort of running the club at that time, you know. And then you had Brian McGinley, and Brian would have played along with me, and Brian was a great footballer, you know. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of good players at that time, Kevin Lop and Morris Coyle, Colin McFadden, Sean Perder, Tommy Doherty, mentioned PJ McFadden. I'd probably leave somebody out, Liam Ferney, you know. They were all good players then, you know. Yeah.
And was there much underage? What, you started off at underage, of course.
Yeah, well, I got trials. There weren't a lot underage in my time, you know, but I got a trial for the county minors in 1959, I think it was, yeah. And we went to two trials, and then I was called up to the third one, but I had emigrated then to England. So I never got the opportunity to get on the team, you know.
Yeah, well, you got the opportunity to play county junior and senior afterwards, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Well, okay, when I came back from England, I started playing again. And so, well, I used to travel back and forward for games, but I think it was 1969 first when I got on the came back, we got on the county team, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, did you play much, Annie, when you were in England?
Oh, I did. I played a few clubs there. I played with a team in South and O'Hanlon's. And
where were they in?
Clapham, Common Clapham.
Yeah.
And I played with another team around Towers, you know.
Yeah, and how did you do with those, or were they?
We never really won anything, but I got to London semi-final once with the South O'Hanlon, you know.
Yeah. And St. Michael's, in your playing days, were they junior or senior? Or?
Yeah, they were junior from the beginning. We reached the junior finals of 61, 62, 69 and 71, losing all four.
Right.
And then we eventually won one in 83, that's in my period of time, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, in your very young days, when did you start kicking the ball first, or where did you start doing it? You're a native of Dunfanaghy.
Yeah, I was native of Dunfanaghy. I suppose I we used to get together, like a few lads, myself, Neil McGinley, Brian McGinley, and we used to have little seven-a-side there, and different fields and that type of thing, when there was no football going, you know.
Throw down a few courts.
Yeah, throw down a few courts, exactly, yeah. That was the first, yeah. So that's really how we started off, you know.
Yeah, the facilities weren't the best at the time.
They were not, indeed, no.
And was there any football at school at the time?
Well, the teacher there, Eamon Cannon, would have been, he would have tried to get us involved, all right, you know, and I would have played quite a bit in the mornings there before school. I would go in half an hour beforehand and kick about and that, you know. But there weren't too many interested, you know, maybe half a dozen or something like that, you know.
And, of course, that was playing on the veranda, was it? Or the concrete, playing on the concrete?
No. We had a sort of a pitch in front of the old school, you know. It wasn't great, but we had a bit of grass there, you know.
Mm. And tell me about your playing days with the club. As you said, you won an intermediate or junior championship in 83. You know, St. Michael's, of course, there was only junior and senior that time.
There's only two, yeah. Well, the biggest problem we seemed to have was, like, we got the four finals, but when the year was starting off, you know, we'd have quite a good team, you know, quite a good panel, but with emigration and all, by the time we get to the final, there'll be two, three or four gone, you know.
Yeah.
So you're always getting a bit weaker as you went on, you know.
So hello to Mick McCaughan and wishing him all the best from Seamus Sweeney, listening here in Philadelphia, another St. Michael's man, of course, great man for football in Philadelphia as well, of course, listening to you and wishing you well. Seamus, text us on 086-6025000, and if you want to text us, as Seamus did, from outside the dialing area, you have to text us on 0-353-86-6025000. And tell me, playing with the county then, remind me of those years, 69, 70, what was Donegal like that time?
Yeah, the first game I got with the county was against Leitrim and Carrick and Shannon, you know. I was picked as a sub, but turned up when I was there. I was put on, and I was sort of there for about 2 years, 2.5 years after that, you know. And
where did you play, midfield?
I played mostly midfield or full forward, though I, with my club, I'd normally play full back, maybe, or centre-field, you know.
Yeah.
But with the county, I mostly played full forward, you know.
And who were the big players with Donegal that time?
Well, you have Porrick McShea, Brian McGinniff, Anton Carroll, John Ferder, Porrick, you know, County of Michael McAloon, Jimmy Granahan, you know, there was some very good players.
They were big name players.
They were all big name players, yeah.
And Donegal had gone through a good patch. They had a team in the mid 60s that probably most people feel should have won an Ulster title.
Yeah, they definitely underachieved because they had a great side then, you know.
Hmm.
Some great footballers there at that time altogether, you know.
Yeah, and tell me. Was there Sean Ferrer obviously was a native of Dunfanaghy, but was playing probably with St. Junan's or Dunloe at that time, was it?
He was, yeah. He played well. You see, Sean was a guard, I suppose. Wherever you went, you sort of had to play with them, you know. So he played in Dublin first, and then he played with Unions, and then he was transferred to Dunloe. He played with them. He would have played a bit of football with us in his later years, you know.
Yeah, great player.
He was a great player.
Yeah,
I would say if he had been playing with us, we wouldn't have lost any of those four finals because they were only lost by a point or two, you know.
Yeah. Who beat you in those finals?
Well, Castlefin was one anyway. Glenn Colum Kill, Kilcar, and Dunloe ran a fast.
And tell me, when did you move in then to coaching and team management? Because you've done that for quite a long period.
Well, I was sort of involved with sort of captain, you know, most of the time, whatever, myself and Brian McGinley, and I sort of got involved then with the, to go on the manager's job a few times, and once you get a job, it's harder to get out of it and to get into it. So we're kind of with, and then with, if I wasn't on my own, I was along with somebody else, like Danny Lafferty, Colin McFadden, or Eddie Harkey, you know, we're always sort of involved somewhere along the line, you know.
The club has made great strides, hasn't it, in recent years, you know, one of the top teams now, and I suppose a lot of the success was built on an underage structure, maybe something that wasn't there when you were playing.
Oh, it was, yeah, definitely. With Parish League here and that started up, and you got the likes of Colin McFadden and Christy Toy, you know, two brilliant footballers, like, you know, Brian McLaughlin, like, and, like, it was a great start. We possibly underachieved, really, because they had a very, very good team. They still have, like, you know.
Yeah, and of course, there's a new breed coming now. You have Martin McElhinney and Mark Anthony McGinley and Michael Langan, all in the county team.
Yeah, yeah, well, we certainly have a good society there. They've got a young lads coming through, like Colin McFadden and Oran McFadden, Hugh O'Donnell, like Jimmy Hunter. Like, a lot of young fellas there coming through. It's going to be good as well, you know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Mick, you know, the clock has caught up with us. We'll have to get you back another night and talk to you about, because I'm sure you have a lot more to tell about your St. Michael's days. But congratulations again on your Hall of Fame award. And I suppose looking at Donegal now, I suppose, a great supporter.
Never miss a game.
You're heading for Thurles at the weekend, are you?
I am indeed.
And the Ballybuffet on Sunday night, Saturday last, were you?
Yeah, it was indeed, yeah.
What do you make of them?
Oh, they're going well. Some great young lads there now, like, and I think when they get the Goodwill boys back, and Murphy and McGlynn, like, we should have a good side, like, you know.
Yeah. Big change in Donegal too, I suppose, up there now with the big guns. Maybe something that wasn't there in your time either.
Oh, no, they were not. Look, they are, like, they're expected to win now all the time, you know, when if they don't do one, there's nobody happy, like, you know.
You never miss a game, do you?
No, very seldom, never miss a game.
Look at Mick, that's it for tonight. Thanks a million for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon again.
Thanks very much for having me, Tom. Thank you.
That's my special guest tonight, Mick McColgan. We also spoke to Mick McGrath, the Donegal chairman, on that fundraising banquet for Brian McAniff next Friday night. Fundraising banquet for the county board in honour of Brian McAniff. And of course, before that, we heard of Fergus McGee on that Score Shincher final in Glenfinn on Friday. From Jimmy Stafford on sound, from me, Tom Comeck, Gugin Shockton, Chogan, Sean Lucas Bannock.